like 13
hours. This podcast is brought to you in power by Sunday Cool. Watch this.
Are you sorry?
Did that really scare you?
That's my least favorite one.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Go back. Go back to the deeper one.
Why don't I get voices?
No, deeper.
What? You don't get voices because you're not worthy.
Maybe one day.
Did you try to do a voice in the thing?
A little bit.
Maybe one day. It's working.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Is it actually?
I don't know. No, it's no. not. It's lame, dude.
No, it's
I
not.
Hate, I hate this soundboard so much.
Dude, that sounds like Dark. That's literally the Dark. There's one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right.
Pub subs 2 days this week because of the Welsh Five.
I had it today. I had one today. He had like three, I think, like or four.
And it was a terrible experience.
But did you have a yummy sub?
No, it wasn't good because she rushed it.
Oh,
that old, beautiful soul
gave you some too, didn't she?
Did she really?
She did.
Why?
What's up with the attitude?
I got there. Pickup was at 11:20. I got there at 11:21 because my truck battery is dead.
So, well, oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. But I get there. It's not in the pickup thing. And I wait in line. There's only one person in line. I wait there for, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm like, hey, I'm picking up for Josh and Andy. And she goes, I don't have any of that. She said, I have Amy.
Oh, that's it. I forgot my friend's name. Yes,
I said,
it's Amy.
Josh and Amy. She said, so Amy, the three orders, salads? I said, nope.
Nope.
And she's like, did you look in the pickup? I said, yeah, it wasn't there. She walked me over, saw it wasn't there. She's like, are you sure it was the right location? I'm like, yeah. And I showed her. She's like, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't get it. I'm like, well, I paid for it. Yes. And then Andy paid for it. Long story short, I ended up hitting her.
They called the police.
But luckily, the police, we were gone before the police showed up.
And I said, you've just lost a customer.
You let my husband deal with this on his own. You didn't go with him.
Oh, no, he had to sit in the truck because I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, he made me sit in the truck like a kid. He's like, lock the doors. I would not have let her walk all over him like that. I would have stood up for him.
Good.
Hey!
That's my friend!
That's my friend!
He just wants a sandwich. That's all he wants.
Yeah, but it was disappointing.
Sorry. I hit Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
So we technically got free subs, but we still pay for them. Because he just walked out with them, didn't pay for them. But like, we already paid for them.
Yeah, I did pay for
them. I saw my note. I was like, I just want to make sure it came out of my bank. So,
you didn't get that confirmed with anybody? You just walked out of there?
I got confirmed on the Chase card.
You are so brave.
If they were to stop me, I have it says, look at this.
Paid, confirmed, order, number.
Your order. We received your order. And then it says, did not pay. Uh-oh. Just kidding. No, I paid. It says, this order has been paid online.
Boom. Nice. Free subs.
Whose side are you on?
That just would scare me.
Dude, what if you found out she was a plant and she was literally working for Pub Subs this whole time?
Wow.
She's big Pub Subs. Gun.
Pay right now.
He's like, she's always actually smelled like salami this whole time.
Wait a minute. Things aren't adding up here.
Hey, welcome back, Lil.
Thanks.
Been a long time.
I was thinking, I'm like, you know something? I don't know anything. Remember that emergency episode that we...
Finally, she admits it.
Hey, stop. Remember that emergency episode we did where you guys told me about Kate?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything about what was happening in the world because I didn't have TikTok.
Yeah.
I met this literal angel at the park 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Her name is Taisha Vargas. Her husband loves the show. I know this because he came to say hello to them on his lunch break. And he was like, I know who you are or whatever, which was cool because nobody ever recognizes me. They only recognize you guys. But anyway, she was just like spitting so much wisdom and she loves the Lord. But she was also like, we gotta stop looking at our phones all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you're so right. Jamie and I, we're both getting, she's literally just like preaching at us at this playground. we delete our social media that day.
Yeah.
And then Josh was like, you know, you can never get TikTok back now. Because
you've ruined it.
I would have never known that.
You didn't have to delete it. You could have just removed it from your home screen so you don't see it.
No, but I had done that months ago, and all I do is go and search for it. It's like I'm like a squirrel.
I did hear that you can go to TikTok.com and download it that way.
Ooh. What, were you gatekeeping that?
No, I learned it today.
Oh, no, okay. We're sponsored by TikTok.com now.
Anyway, yeah, so I actually have no idea what's happening in the world, so this is going to be a really exciting episode.
It's actually probably what we need for you to do.
Yeah.
I was thinking it might be more productive.
Yeah, we might get a lot more gaffes and shocked face, so.
Yeah.
It's good. Good for the bod.
Just like it when women don't know anything.
Watch it.
Yeah, we just try to hide history from women.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm like, oh, look, she just texted me right now. Taisha Vargas.
Sounds like a rapper.
Taisha Vargas. Taisha Vargas.
Yo, shout out Taisha Vargas!
Ladies and gentlemen!
We the best!
That's awesome.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, it is cool. She's a cool lady.
Andy's pretty cool too, right?
Yeah.
Her children are named Manna. She's a girl. Manna. And Kanan.
Dope names.
Girl, you're my Manna. You're my darling Manna. You came down from heaven to feed us, Manna.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I dabble. I don't want to brag to anything, but I dabble.
Dude, I would hate you so much if you talked like that all the time.
So, guys, yeah, man, listen to this. Did you guys hear what's happening in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. We won't even talk about it.
It's crazy. I don't know.
Super not chill.
It's not chill. I don't know. I don't want to talk about politics and stuff, but it's crazy.
But we'll dabble.
I feel like I'm being trolled.
You know, Trump. Yeah. Do you want a song?
Yes.
All right, I'm fine.
For old time's sake.
This could be the last one after you what we're going to talk about today.
I thought Lily was leaving with Corey. I thought that's how it worked.
What?
Once we fire one person from Sunday Cool, the other person that was also their replacement.
Well, she quit.
I don't even work here.
Well, we fired Corey. I want to go on record. We did fire him, so.
Because?
Just too racial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very handsy.
Yeah. But racial in like a really good way.
Yeah, it was almost too racial. Like, it was really positive.
Like a positive racist.
But it's like, just, okay, we get it. We get it. You're not racist.
Racist.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
What would
just
be
a good
positive
person?
No, it's a guy that's just brings up race into everything, but it's not in a negative way, but it's just like, okay, then drop it. If you're not a racist, then
yeah,
just quit bringing it up all the time.
Yeah, it's like, actually, you're the most racist person I've ever met.
Just the person obsessed who starts with stories with, I was with my black friend the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're like, okay. You could just be your friend.
That didn't have anything to do with the story. Got it. Okay.
Those are racist people.
Yes. And
what do we think about them?
Get rid of them.
Get them out.
El Salvador, prison, now.
Throw them in the Gulf of America.
It's updated.
I saw that. I
think it's,
I don't know.
I think it's pretty
good. Cool. All right, hit us
as
with that.
As an American, I think
hit
it's
hit us with
cool
that. Bling, bling, bling. They said we stole it, that ain't true. We built the Gulf with the red, white, and blue.
Oh gosh.
Dug it deep with our bare hands. Now's the greatest body of water in the land.
It's filled with sweet tea and barbecue sauce. Ain't no foreign tides rolling through our docks. And when the moon pulls the waves just right, they rise up singing, we're born to fight.
You're welcome, world, for all they've done. We built the moon and we made the sun. We gave you wheels, we always win. Built the Gulf where no Gulf had been.
We made the pyramids one by one. Taught Shakespeare how to make them puns. We invented pizza, built the Great Wall, taught cavemen how to throw a football,
invented sushi, invented wine, taught the French how to properly dine.
That's impossible.
The Leaning Tower, that was our plan. Have you heard of Beethoven? He's American man.
You're welcome, world, for all we have done. We made the stars, we built the sun. We gave you fire, we made the wheel, and we taught the penguins how to waddle for real.
Woo!
They say we take too much credit, but where's the proof? I just don't get it.
Who else could dream so bold and so grand? Who else could claim all of this land? You're welcome, world, for all we have done. We made the air, we made the fun. We wrote your books, we made your cheese, and we built the Gulf with pure liberty.
Woo-hoo!
Sing it!
Oh! We built the Gulf with pure liberty.
Woo-hoo!
We built it, yes we did.
Yay!
We built the Gulf, that's what we did.
We built the Gulf, and I'm so glad, even though Mexico is probably mad.
Wow!
What an ender!
USA! USA! USA!
We also love everyone else in the world, just a little biased. A little biased.
But it's ours!
But it's ours!
Guys, that was awesome.
Just kidding, it's ours.
Are you in love with it now? You're on board with the Gulf of America?
I'm in love with the satire about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you guys see this knife?
Is there a spider? Okay.
Yeah, it's been there a while.
There's literally a spider here this morning, so I thought you were pointing at a spider.
I thought she was doing that.
That freaked me out.
You didn't get it?
No, I told you. Went behind the pillows and all this junk, and
what
I tried.
What are you talking about?
Stop. We did. Well, it's not. It was like literally like first thing this morning.
Oh, boy.
That's what made me think.
No, there's just a stray knife.
Oh, yeah. That's just in case.
Yeah. But you know, it's not just in case.
Justin's suitcase?
It's today's question.
Proceed.
We know the craziness that is happening in this world, it can only lead to more craziness.
So true.
But I'd like to think that there's hope.
Yeah.
I'll just get on with it. So today's question, sitting by a viewer. Wait, what is that?
What?
Oh, hold on.
Is that the spider? That's it! That's what I'm talking about! Right there! Hold on! Okay, pause the video. Okay, well, we gotta stop. It's right there on the edge of the corner! Right there! It's right there!
What is it?
It's right there!
Stop it!
It was nothing! Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant the butterfly. I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
That's it.
That was the question.
Oh my gosh, dude, the spider thing was a joke.
That was 100% a joke.
Did you guys plan that?
A little bit.
We were going to try to bring it up somehow, but then when you pointed the knife, I was like, oh, that's the thing. That's perfect. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I tried to shove her back into the couch to get on the camera.
You should have just all your might. Just...
Oh my gosh.
What? I'm joking.
No, it's a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
You overreact over everything.
Episode 130.
Hey. 130.
Wow.
And today is officially the first episode ever to where I don't have any topics.
That's
just
not true.
Just kidding. I have a lot of topics.
I was like, that can't be true. You would have told me.
He said you had so much good stuff.
We'll see if it's good. starting off right at the bat, Mr. Beast pyramid video.
Did you watch it?
Dude,
yeah.
Just watched it last night with the girls. I couldn't believe what, like, yeah, you were totally right about all the propaganda.
It's the biggest propaganda piece ever Egyptologists.
I mean, I saw it was the guy that we've talked about, but yeah. I haven't watched it.
Dude, they mentioned 4 or 5 times throughout the whole 20-minute video about how it's not aliens, like probably even more than that. Like just never ever entertaining the idea. What really ticked me off is that when he's talking about the stones, he talked about 2.5 million, like it's 2.5 million stones. And he says all of them weigh up like to 2 tons. I'm like, first of all, even just watching Rogan, I know that literally some of the stones are 40 tons.
Yeah.
So it's like you didn't like help understand the massive size of this thing. Like it truly is insane.
And yeah, they're downplaying the scale.
The Egyptologists that were with him, with Mr. Beast and his crew, they're like, this is where the pharaoh was buried or could have been buried, or it was a decoy place where he was buried, but he's actually buried somewhere else in the pyramid, but we just don't know where it is yet.
So you're telling me they created that whole thing, not only just to bury him in it, but also to create decoys?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I mean, I was watching some of the Graham Hancock stuff, and dude, it's just crazy because they literally have vents that are this big, that are shafts that go through the whole pyramid. Then we talk, and I even watch some of the Y-File stuff, and they do an absolute great breakdown with the Tesla thing.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's just, it makes no sense. They had stones where they were, limestone where they were, but they decided they would wanted limestone that had quartz and all these other materials inside them that could literally produce electricity and energy.
Yeah, interesting.
100 miles away. Like, they're not going to go and grab, you don't think that's on purpose?
You know why they do it, right? It's because, or why the Egyptologists say that, whatever his name is.
We're trying to... It's like,
it up. Yeah, it might be in the description. I don't know, but
why do they do that?
Zola,
yeah. it's because they take pride in the fact that Egyptians built it.
Yeah,
instead of the theory that the Egyptians came across it.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. they found it. Yeah. And then they built their city around it.
Yeah, which I don't know. I mean, no matter who built it, still impressive. The props given to whoever, but
yeah.
You can't claim you know how it was built and why it was built.
The Sphinx thing made me upset, too.
What about it? The gold?
People speculated.
With the smaller head?
Huh?
The thing with the
No, they didn't talk about that.
The chip nose, the one.
People, you're talking about how it was originally a dog head or a lion's head or whatever. Yeah. No, they didn't talk about that. But people speculated that there is a buried chamber or room underneath the Sphinx.
Yeah.
But it's under the front paw.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that guy's name is,
Zahi Hawass.
Zahi. See, I was close. I said Zah.
Or Hawass.
I heard Zah.
Zahi.
Zah.
He's like, let me show you. And he brought Mr. Beast to the, like, towards the back of the Sphinx where there's, like, this little hole. And this hole, like, they both, like, barely, fat in it? Sat in it? Yeah. Fitted in it?
If I went in there, it would have been fat in it.
Yeah. But he's like, see, there's nothing in here. And he's like, okay.
And they literally left a $10,000 chunk of gold.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't obviously to try to debunk those. I'm sure they had, it's just like kind of the stuff where we're supposed to go to that certain country. And they're like, hey, as long as you talk positively about our country in your videos, you'll be fine.
Well, that.
And it's like, that's probably what it was. Because he got access that is beyond belief.
100%. That's why he was able to spend 100 hours at the pyramid, was for the sake of Zahi and his crew being like, dismissing everything all these other people have said about the pyramids.
Yeah, that it's a real thing because we literally got reached out, and that's whatever, you know, whether we, no matter how we feel. But there is agendas like that. That, like, hey, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for that, we'll give you access, simply so that you, because you have a big platform, you have influence, and people will believe in the whatever you make it up to be.
Yeah.
And so it's just it's such a bummer, because if he could just switch his mindset and start doing, like, like Mr. Beast style videos, but on for adults and stuff styles, dig into these conspiracies, because he could get to the bottom of it.
Mr. Beast for adults.
That's what I'm saying. Because the edits are so cheesy. I can't stand it. Like, I see right through it. It's so wild.
We got 100 hours at the pyramids, and we're going to go to places humans has never been ever.
And when he did those ads for the little things.
Do what?
When those little.
Oh, the toy things?
Yes. My girls were like, those look cool. And I'm like, see it. I was like, see, Demi. And I paused it. I was like, Demi, this is how it works.
This is the
like,
trick.
It's You've literally a piece of plastic. It's like you're being tricked right now.
Close your eyes.
Do you remember though, like the magazine scales at school? And they would have like, you'd have to sell like $500 worth of magazines and you would get like a little monkey keychain or something.
Yeah.
And my mom would say stuff like, I'll just take you to the store and I'll get you one. Seriously, if you care that much about it. And I'm like, but it's not the same.
It's not. I need to earn it.
I need my peers to recognize that I got it.
Yes. Rub it in. I used to feel like a dingus every time we did one of the like jump rope things or like fundraisers as a kid. You're like, you had the magazine. You're like, if you got this much, you would get like a PlayStation. And then I always end up with just like a wristband or something. It's just like a fuzzy wristband. It's pretty cool.
Speaking of wristbands, though, here's a risk that could ban us from the universe. Did you guys hear about, or actually, we talked about this meteor a couple months ago, if not like half a year ago.
Okay. Which meteor?
It said it was the
one from like 1 to 30 years or something like that, like that it was supposed to come.
Yeah, or 2020. The meteor is called 2024 YR4.
Okay.
And it's the size of the Statue of Liberty, it says.
300 feet.
300 feet. And the percentage of it hitting Earth was like 1%. But in the past couple of weeks, NASA has come out and said, those chances have now doubled. So it's at 2.3% now that it's going to hit Earth.
Oh, boy.
On December 22nd, 2032. Well,
that's Janie's birthday.
That's Janie's birthday. Happy birthday.
She's going to be...
That's 7 years, right?
What is 2032?
Turning 10 that year.
2032?
That's wild.
But yeah, they said it's a 1 in 42 chance that it's going to hit Earth, and they're calling it the city killer because they said it would be 1,000 times more... blow of it, explosion of it, would be 1,000 times more powerful than the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness gracious.
The impact.
Yeah.
At least it's going to land in New York City.
Yeah.
If Hollywood's right about anything.
No, but their prediction, they have really no idea where it's going to hit. They said it more than likely will hit the ocean, but then there's also a chance that it could hit the moon, and they said debris from the moon could actually come and hit Earth.
Dude, could you imagine?
And we need the moon.
We do. I mean, the moon would still be there, but just fragments of it would come off.
I mean, that like, what's the impact or like the aftermath of all that? Like, because I'm sure it's got to jolt a little bit, right? Like, it's also just the Earth being. I mean, is it just being held so closely that it won't really shift the Earth at all, or is it gonna?
No, it won't be that bad.
But if it hits the ocean, the waves from that.
Well, they're saying that it could cause humongous tsunamis.
Yeah, like Florida would not be here anymore.
No, it would still be here, but it would be
underwater partially.
A lot of it would be.
Oh, I mean,
get a big wave.
People would be destroyed.
Dude, should we start buying?
Our property
homes?
Value would be through the roof in this area.
Oh my gosh, no, we'd be out of here.
I'm just gonna sit on the beach.
We'd be
dude.
Good.
We're 200 feet of elevation.
Yeah, Mount Dora. Shout out.
Have you ever seen the scale? They do a video of like each the smallest waves into the biggest tsunamis, and I can't even comprehend it. It's insane that the tsunamis that we have on record, crazy. I mean, if that was the point, I would literally just sit on the beach and just take it. You know, just gotta just
have
whatever.
You ever
we're going out.
Is it the movie? Is it Contact with Jodie Foster and Elijah Wood?
I've never seen that.
Oh my god! No, Deep Impact. That's what it's
we've
called.
Talked about. This
before. With Morgan Freeman as president. Yeah.
And he is bashing it, and you're like, it's a win!
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't love it.
See, same thing.
But you know the tsunami scene?
Yeah.
Where she and her dad are hugging each other?
Yeah.
That's not Jodie Foster.
I can't remember what her name. Impossible with young Tom Holland and Nicole Kidman, and I think Ewan McGregor. That was a crazy tsunami movie. That one was done really well.
Yeah. That was
so scary.
Super scary, super sad. 200,000 people actually died in that event.
That's crazy.
200,000.
200,000 people. Yeah.
Dude.
But they're saying this meteor, if it hits us, it'll be very much like the, we talked about it a long time ago, but the Tunguska event in Russia. Remember, it was 830 square miles of forest that were just flattened.
Oh my gosh.
And people report there's just like fire and just.
Yeah.
But there's no impact crater. So it was literally just a sonic boom of it coming in.
Well, then what happened to it? Why didn't it impact? Did it just like dissipate as it hit the atmosphere?
Yeah, the impact on the atmosphere was so big that it literally just like shot like a fire vortex at the forest.
That's so scary. What now? Is there any chance that we could like blow it up or something?
NASA says no.
What do you mean NASA says no? When did they that happen?
Like a couple days ago.
What? So NASA's just giving up?
We have till April to observe it, and then it's going to be too far for it to be observed. Next time we can observe it is in 2028, I believe.
That's too close to the real event, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 4 years out.
Yeah, so every 4 years it comes back. And so they're going to be able to look at it, but they're saying that it's going to be too close to make any impact to where they can move it.
If I were a logistical operator at NASA, I would have mathematicians doing math, planning, so that if we observe it again and it looks like it's going to hit, we could just head up there real fast.
They're obviously more concerned about it than they're letting on. They're like, oh, it's a 2.3% chance, but they're allowing basically any astronomer, any scientist to have access to the James Webb telescope to observe it while they can to make better predictions.
Yeah, because there's got to be somebody that's just like some young college kid that they just like wake up in the middle of the night. They're like, he's like, what? And they're like, could you come look at this? And he just figures out it immediately.
So hold on. This can't be right.
He's like, no, he looks at the computer and he says, they said, what? He says, I'm going to need a Red Bull. I'm going to be here for a while.
He's smoking indoors.
Yeah, it's like, you can't smoke in here. No, really?
It's just Mr. Beast.
We have 4 years to figure out how to thwart this meteor.
Yeah.
We're going to send 10,000 people into space, push them against the asteroid.
We just need Bruce Willis and an oil rig team.
Mm.
That's really what
and
we need.
And a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And a cure for Parkinson's.
He doesn't have Parkinson's. He has Lewy bodies.
Oh, what?
Dementia.
Dementia, that's what it is. Wait a minute. I forgot what it was.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Where am I?
What?
So, I mean, there's going to be like shrapnel and like other things that come off this, right? If it were to hit Earth, like it would actually like kind of...
Just call it shrapnel?
I can think of another word. Just like the...
Shrapnel?
I thought it was shrapnel.
Other pieces of the asteroid flying other places is what I meant to say, apparently. Yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering, too, like, they're saying, like, they're worried about the impact of Earth and the moon, but even if it hits, like, another planet, is that going to throw us? I had always heard this thing.
It's not that big to jolt any planet. It's basically just, like, it would, like, destroy a city.
Yeah.
And cause earthquakes.
And tsunamis.
I forgot to mention that part. They said it could, like, be a chain reaction for a ton of earthquakes.
You'd be the worst newscaster ever.
Guys, wait.
It's going to be no problem at all. It's going to hit at this time. It's going to be fine. There will be earthquakes. Oh, but before we go.
And maybe a tsunami. Anyways, it won't destroy the Earth, but it'll be, like, not good.
Yeah, you can change the channel now. Wait a second. I forgot something. Back to the weather. Actually, back to me. What?
Hey, did you ever hear in school that we're at the exact right position, like we couldn't be an inch more to the right or to the left, or life would not exist on planet Earth?
Off the axis. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that true?
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I absolutely believe it. Like, it's a crazy amount of space that if we moved at all, like, that's the whole point of, like, God's perfect design.
I'm just kidding. I buy it.
If these things didn't exist, if this place wasn't...
I don't know about an inch.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's probably not an inch, but it's extremely close. Like, it couldn't have happened on accident.
Yeah.
To preserve life and to create what we have, it's insane. It's like, there's no way it happened by chance. Just made a lot of people angry.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? How would you know?
We were talking about the Earth and its axis with the girls, and it is like, what's gravity?
And say, well, I'm like, made, dang. It's a theory.
Dang, I don't even know.
Some lie made up by the liberals.
We Google it.
Yeah.
And the definition is the force that draws objects down into the Earth's core or something like that. And that was the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because I know that to be true. I mean, like, you feel the weight of gravity and stuff, and it's like pinning us to the ground. But it's the force that wants to pull you, suck you into the middle of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. And if this wasn't here right now, we would just fall into the middle of the Earth. Like, we're being stopped by just hard surfaces right now. But everything in the universe is trying to suck us into this hot lava core. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Usually your flat earthers, when they're like, gravity is not real,
How can a butterfly fly, but yet the entire ocean is stuck where it is?
I don't know.
Checkmate.
How do you know?
That's such a weird thing.
Gravity.
Such a weird thing.
I don't know, guys.
I don't get it.
Speaking of weird things,
yeah.
How about some rivers turning red?
Oh, dude.
You sent that to me. I didn't look into it though.
It's wild. Yeah, two rivers.
Two rivers in South America. Yeah,
2,000 miles apart are turning bright blood red.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next story.
Moving on.
Why?
But it's crazy.
That? What does that?
They don't know. They have no idea.
They don't.
Well, don't they talk about it like
the one in Peru, they believe could have been caused by some offshoot chemical plant. Mm-hmm. But the exact same thing is happening in Argentina, 2,000 miles away, that has nothing to do with a chemical plant. So they're like, we actually don't know how this is happening.
In the Bible story, didn't they talk about somebody did a deep dive of like, when Moses does it, and then when the sorcerers did it, it was because they mixed some mineral in the water, something like that, like iron or something, and it turned it red.
You're thinking of the Prince of Egypt, the movie.
Yeah. No, but same. It's also the Bible story.
I know, but they don't talk about them.
No,
like,
somebody did a thing about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, but in Revelation, they talk about the seven trumpets, and one of them is the rivers will be turning into
a third of water.
No, I don't know if there was a fraction on that one, but the fraction, there was like a third of the animals will die, a third of the trees will burn up, and some other things.
Seven-eighths of the water.
Yep, Revelation 8, a third of the sea turns to blood.
Oh! Okay. All right.
I don't think
there's a fraction.
I said a sea.
Yeah, a sea, and there's a river.
I said water. I said water.
Why say water?
What is the sea made out of?
Salt water.
Water.
Not even.
A third of it is.
You believe that it's water.
But you believe in gravity too, huh?
You're a sheep, dude.
Speaking
of sheep, did you see Donald Trump's sheep? Goat?
His goat?
That was made out of $100 bills?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
I figured you would have been freaking out about it. Yeah, there was like a Mar-a-Lago. They had a goat.
Like Baphomet?
Hold on one sec.
The demon goat god.
It's like... It's made of like $100 bills. Trump goat.
Trump goat money.
You see that? Literally made out of $100 bills with his face on it. People are freaking out about it because it literally is just like, it was at Mar-a-Lago. It was being on presentation. And everyone's freaking out because this is literally a golden calf. This is type of situation. But apparently it's literally for a human trafficking project. People.
Anti-human trafficking.
They call it human trafficking. It's one website. There's no, it's no anti in front of it. I don't know what their thing is, but it is to help stop human trafficking. But they have artists create these things, and they're all goats. Like, so it's just different themes, and so they created one for him, and it's being sold in hopes to fund their movement. So
they changed "In God We Trust" to "In Trump We Trust."
Yeah.
A lot
of people are freaking out about that.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's honestly a really good sign. That's in the ninth trumpet.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Why didn't they call the people who follow Trump trumpets?
Mm.
Hey.
Like trumpets.
You heard those dudes doing like the prophecy in those churches, like in the Lord's trumpet. I received a word that the trumpet that shall ring is President Trump. And you're like, okay, let's calm down.
Hit the brakes, pal.
Let's take it easy.
I just read the Golden Calf story last night.
What'd you learn?
Aaron was like anointed to be, he and his sons, they were going to be the guys that were in charge of protecting God's space in the temple or there's whatever they were because they weren't in the promised land yet. But Moses goes up to the mountain and everybody's like, we need gods to help us.
Yeah.
And he's like, take your wife's earrings and let's melt them and make a calf and stuff. And then Moses comes out. He's like, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, I don't know. They were really upset.
He's got that Adam syndrome.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you did it, dude. Anyway.
It's so funny. I was listening to Jacob and Esau's story and how it's like the birthright was stolen. He comes to his father and he's just like, He stole my birthright? And he's like, yeah, sorry. And then he asked like three more times. He's like, so you have nothing else to give me? And like no other blessings? Like, no. So nothing else. He's like, you just, could you not just take it back and just give it to me? He's like, nope, you can't. No, I can't do that. Sorry.
You know he's slurping too.
Yeah. Just, listen, bud, can't
hold
do
on,
it today.
Hold on.
Yeah. Such a crazy story.
I know.
Cover himself in fur and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like hilarious.
Dude, was he a Bigfoot?
Probably.
Do you know that is a theory? That
no
he,
way.
He comes from the line of Cain. And Cain, his ancestral thing are Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Big feet.
Big feet.
Which that's a, that's interesting.
Do you like big feet?
Sometimes.
Take it or leave it.
Speaking of big feet, though. Big news.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Jeremy Corbell?
Jeremy Corbell.
He's been on Joe Rogan a lot, but he's that he has that that podcast where it's like alien disclosure, UFO disclosure. He's like really involved with like the whistleblowers.
No, I don't think I've seen him.
He is like in the know of like what's going on.
As far as what?
Just deep state UFO really? Disclosure. Like he knows like everything, and he is being interviewed, and he's like there is a big, he's like UFOs are real,
mm-hmm.
extraterrestrial, whatever you want to call them, they're real. They've been here for a very long time, and the U.S. government has known about it for a very long time. What you don't know is that there is going to be a giant lie that they want you to believe in.
Interesting.
And the interviewer's like, what is it? He's like, do you want me to tell you? He's like, because if I tell you, there is a chance that they might change the lie.
Well, that sounds like something someone who making up stuff would
but
say.
But listen, I don't know how old this interview was.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. They changed it. They found out
hey,
it's old.
Stop. You're ruining the
sorry,
vibe
I'm
of
sorry.
It. Anyways,
hilarious.
He's like, the lie is going to be that there is going to be a giant craft slowly headed towards Earth.
Well, they're already saying that.
This was done a while ago.
Okay.
This interview. And he said, in the date that they're given for this craft arriving, he said, and this is the lie they want you to believe in, that it will arrive in 2027.
What? They're literally saying it already. Did the producer of the show sit on this episode?
I don't know.
Until they started saying it.
So I don't know. I just saw a clip of it. But yeah.
Wow.
That's super
strange. And he's
strange.
Like, and it's a lie.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Does this have anything to do with the asteroid, you think?
It might.
What if the asteroid that they're looking at is the ship or something? I don't know, man.
No, but they're talking about, remember when we were talking about how there was a fleet of something. Everybody was saying there's
yeah,
a fleet of
mothership,
something.
Yeah.
Mothership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's scary.
So I don't
know. Man. I just want that to happen already. I just want us to quit waiting for it. I think it really is. This is like the 250 year anniversary. This is going to be a game changer because we're literally celebrating our 250th year in 2027.
Yeah.
When all this stuff is happening. And you like, have you seen the guys that do the Google searches? They do like for like 2024, 2025.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then 2027 is all just doom and gloom.
Yeah. And that's when the last pope was supposed to.
Yeah, there's so many things.
The prophecy of the pope.
Up. Yeah,
yeah.
What do you think? Do you think they're telling the truth?
It's
just
a weird coincidence, right? That's weird.
My whole thought is like, there's so many people I've seen like, all this end time prophecy stuff is happening. All this weird stuff is happening. Like Jesus is coming back really soon.
Yeah,
which he definitely could be coming back soon. But my thought is, like, if you were a believer and you were so disconnected from news, all that stuff, would you still be able to sense, like, have this feeling like there's something off right now?
Yeah. Mm.
And I can't speak into that just because of how into everything worldwide I am, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all the news, all the crazy stuff. And rivers turning red, birds flocking, you know, fish dying.
Wildfires, all
meteors
these
coming.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
Francis Chan, like, getting worked up on it, it's the scariest thing to me. When he's
the
like,
2000
Adam to Abraham is 2,000 years. Abraham to Jesus is 2,000. And approximately Jesus to now is another 2,000. And we have the precedent of a grouping of six and then a seventh day of rest. Or he says the 1,000-year reign could be what's coming real soon.
I'd be stoked for that.
Because now that...
I mean, he
timeline-wise, like 2,000 years after Jesus was born,
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah. Dude.
Like 2032.
Yeah, but some people even do like, I don't know. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I can't get into that because I'm just not smart enough. But that's, yeah.
Hey.
I mean,
yes, you are.
Thanks, man.
Get into it.
I just know the birth time of Jesus, like the year is sometimes.
Because they're like, oh, it BC. Could be 4 BC.
So it's like, yeah. But so like 4, it was usually like 4 BC.
Yeah.
You take 4 off of 32. I mean, like, we're literally right there.
Yeah.
We're super close.
Well, that's what the prophecy of the Pope was, right? Yeah. They said it was 2,000 years after Christ's birth. They're like, oh, well, then that would have been this time. And it's like, oh no, it was after his death. And it was like, actually, no, further studies think that Jesus was born in 4 BC, not 0 AD or whatever, 1 AD.
Yeah. That's so weird, man.
It's weird. I don't know.
I mean,
Something's going to happen.
Yeah. We're getting too civilized not civilized, but just advanced as a society. Things are like, people are getting trigger happy with these bombs, all these wars. It's like, it's going to lead to something and it's not going to be good.
It's interesting when you talk, I feel like in different circles that I've been in where you're talking about the end times, every generation, I feel like they always say, oh, there's been a time where I felt like things were coming to a culmination. Every generation has had a season like that. But it does, there's just a feeling, and maybe it's just in America. I don't know. I don't know globally how everybody else, but it feels like things are coming to a head.
All right. This is like out there. But we always talk about like youth camp experiences when you disconnect from everything, right? And like that's one of the ways that God reconnects with you is it's not necessarily just being at a youth camp, but it's the fact that you're removed from all the distractions. What if
and focused on Him?
What if the reconnection at the beginning of this 1,000-year reign has to do with everything that distracts us, the internet grid going down, like some sort of big World War III type, you know, what would have launched a war, but we're just instantly like, how do you know what's going on in Russia or China? If instantly a bomb goes off and the internet goes down, you're immediately like, you got to talk to your neighbors. You got to start doing that sort of stuff. What if that's the
living,
means that
living
the church.
Community.
And if you haven't been doing that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they also
just
thought,
a theory. Like, just a theory.
In Revelation where it talks about the two prophets coming, you know, and that they'll be killed. But in how many days they come back? But it says like when they're killed, it said the whole world or all the nations will mourn.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how would they all know that?
Interesting.
And it's like everyone can know everything now because we have internet, social media, news, whatever.
Also, we have these people having dreams.
The dreams thing is crazy.
Literally just full countries, hundreds and hundreds of people having the same dream.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to take you guys off topic a little bit.
That's fine.
Let's have a tribulation conversation real quick.
Tribulation.
I just started going to the Bible study with Kelsey yesterday. Yeah. I'm jumping right in the center of Revelation.
Did you like it?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. BSF. It's BSF, Bible study, whatever.
Fellowship.
It's at a church in Longwood. Our little group has women from every age range. And it's interesting because I was like, I wonder how these chicks are going to interpret what they're all doing with Revelation, you know? Mm-hmm. And immediately they're in the conspiracies, which I was totally about, you know, because everybody's like, you know, they were talking about like the vaccine and they were like, this was a taste of what the mark of the beast is going to look like. I'm like, taste, try, test, you know, and it was really good. But okay, you know, it talks about in chapter 14, which we were just studying, the angel roaming over the earth and declaring the glory, the hour of glory for the Lord is at hand. And don't you think that the angel would only do that if the believers were already taken up? Because otherwise, we're the hands and feet of Christ on earth, sharing the good news.
They're also helpers, though, too. And they're messengers. And so, I mean, if I was a Christian and if I were to hear or see something like that, it would just motivate me more. It's like, okay, I need to really buckle down now.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I don't want to be here.
What if that's
I think,
what
I think
the
we'll
drones
be here.
Are?
You think we'll be here the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta start planning.
I think I've already said this before.
My mind could change. I don't know.
But this is really cool inspiration, I think, for us believers, especially if we are living in the end times. I saw somebody do this thing where people are putting up like in their cabinet, like in their main cabinet in their kitchen, they'll put on the inside a list of like a blessing and saying like, this home is a blessing to you. And like, there's where the medical supplies are and food and all of this stuff. as your final offering to somebody if we do get raptured? And
I would say it's also possibly haunted.
Also, maybe don't live here.
Also, when the toilet, it seems like it's overflowing, just jiggle the handle.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
But it's all yours. Go for it.
Anyway, I thought that was cool. We should all do that.
That is cool.
It's great.
You know what's also great?
What?
Is the fact that we are not going anywhere!
Well, well, well. The Sunday Cool Slammer's back in the building. And I know there's a lot of you that have been wondering, watching, listening, thinking, Sunday Cool Slammer, where have you been? Well, let me be honest. I've been traveling the world, you see. Stepping foot in all 438 of countries on God's green earth. And to be honest, I've had a great time learning about cultures and whatnot. But I've got to tell you something. Because I've traveled from California to Cancun, from New York City to New Brunswick, and there's one thing that's very clear. The people of this world, all humanity herself, are being forced to wear greasy, scratchy, uncomfortable t-shirts. And I'm here to put an end to it. You see, I'm issuing a challenge to every man, woman, and child out there who thinks wearing uncomfortable t-shirts is a good idea. I'm challenging you to a one-on-one steel cage match at SummerSlam. And if you choose to accept this challenge, be prepared for three things. Number one, be ready. Because when you come in contact with this super soft gear, not only will you feel at first like you're being cradled in a warm cloud of cotton candy, before you know it, you're gonna be knocked out and overcome with comfortability. Number two, when the shock is faded and you're standing there wondering where your mama is, guess what? This size 8.5 boot is gonna come across your chin so fast you're gonna wonder no longer why Sunday Cool offers a 72-hour turnaround. Number three, when you're laying there dazed and confused on the mat, looking up to your Lord asking, save me, bam, you're gonna get hit with the fact that guess what? We do everything fully custom. Just like a 1-2-3 jab, we're gonna make you stand out from all the rest, turning your design dreams into a beautiful reality. Now I wanna finish with this. I don't care if you're the King of Kentucky. I don't care if you're the Prince of Pompeii. If you choose not to go to SundayCool.com and order your t-shirts right now, then get ready to face the wrath of Sunday Cool Slammer laying the hammer down.
Was that good? You like that? All right.
Never done this, so we should just catch up and do all the years
in one.
Paper, cotton, leather, flowers, fruit or linen or silk, wood.
Do it.
Wood. I could do a wood one.
Maybe I can get you a tool. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Okay. What are you, a carpenter?
What are you, some sort of...
What are you, Noah?
Can I pick it? I pick what you do.
What would it be?
I don't know.
I saw a really cool thing of a wooden whisk, but it's just a circle. It's like a spoon, but the circle part is carved out.
Nice.
Like a hole.
Just like a bad spoon.
Use it as a whisk.
It's not a whisk. Yeah, it's like a slotted spoon with a hole in it. With a big hole.
Whisking is a action.
Yeah. A whisky.
They only call it a whisk because you whisk with it. You're whisking something.
And it's always a whisk. Whether or not it will mix.
Yes.
I made... Yes,
it is. It's a very big whisk.
I made pancakes this morning with pancake batter and stuff, and I had to go course correct somebody in the middle of it, and I'm holding the bowl in my hand, and I dropped the whole bowl on the floor, and then Jane laid in it.
That's purpose. Amazing.
I was like, what are you thinking?
Snow angel!
Oh my goodness. That little Jane.
Little Jane.
Yeah, question corner
with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay.
We ended that a little different.
Fresh on her mind. Fresh on her mind. Fresh on her mind. Fresh on her mind.
much on my mind.
Would you rather?
Yes.
Always have an eyelash in your eye or have hair in your butt crack?
Hair in the butt crack.
Like yeah. a strand of hair that.
Yeah, because that's every day for me pretty much.
Oh, that was your answer. I thought yeah. you were questioning it.
No.
Yeah, me too.
It gets really descriptive.
What kind of like what kind of hair?
Well, it could be your beard hair would qualify. It can't be the
just
hair
a long
on the
hair.
Of...
Elephant hair in your butt crack.
It's like the most coarse thing ever.
Ow!
That would be exactly what I would do if I was a genie and didn't like specify which type of hair.
2 weeks. That's your question.
2 weeks.
Are you serious?
Actually, 3 weeks.
No, that's really good. I'm like, 2 weeks? That was your question.
You came up with that in 2 weeks? I would have taken me at least four.
Guys?
Yeah, but. I go butt. But I'm doing a walrus hair. A walrus.
Tusk?
Not a tusk, but just those little.
The whiskers?
Yeah, whiskers, yeah.
It has to be hair that exists in your environment.
Well, this isn't fun. You didn't say that. Okay, a... Do iguanas have hair?
They could.
Yep. An iguana hair.
Okay, fine.
In my butt crack. It's such a weird word. You don't ever really say that butt crack as an adult.
I say it quite often.
I think it's literally been years since I've said the word butt crack.
Butt crack?
Wait, all the kids that are watching, say butt crack. Today's the word of the day.
Butt crack, butt crack. Butt crack, butt crack.
Da, da, da,
we all
da,
got
da,
butts
da,
and they got da. Cracks. You got a butt crack. Hey.
That was dumb.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, drop that beat.
Andrew's got a real.
Yes.
Andrew's got a real.
Ha! Yeah! Andrew's got a real.
Forgot I have to stop it.
30 minutes.
And you've got me. I need the cold, good sir.
Or you could just do it. Why don't you do a 3-2?
Because I don't have the.
Why don't you do a 3-2?
I don't have a new iPhone.
Like, you know, how about you do a 3-2-1-5-1, man? Shrek!
That's my favorite.
I'm looking down.
I'm a donkey on the edge.
So we've talked about this stuff before, how dinosaurs are birds, basically large birds. And so this is just a new way. Like, we've heard like what a T-Rex might have sounded like. We did that creepy video. And so this person has a theory. They try something and it just freaked me out. So okay, here we perfect. Go.
3-2-1, go.
So the next cool thing that people were suggesting was to pitch down chicken sounds and see if it sounds like a dinosaur or to see what dinosaur sounded like. This is literally just a collection of chicken sounds slowed down. And I also put in some like jungle ambience to set the scene. Don't say I didn't warn it.
It's a chicken, dude.
Dude, that's so terrifying. Run, Jeff Goldblum. That's good.
That was crazy.
Crazy, right? So he added reverb, jungle ambience, and just slowed down like a cock. And yeah. That's what it came out as.
That's the scariest picture of a T-Rex I've ever seen.
The
in my
last
life.
One. Yeah.
Didn't you? Was it Lily? We talked about when we were in Atlanta about how we just got dinosaur bones wrong. And how, like, some of them wings or something like that.
Yeah, and I said that. I said whatever it was, I forget.
They saw my bones. Something about my bones.
I told
something.
Josh to draw a picture of what they thought you would look like.
You never did. We got to do that. We got to bring it. We'll have an art project on for the next podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy because you look at it's a rabbit.
Yeah.
But they basically applied the same science that they do for speculating what dinosaurs looked like to the rabbit. It looked like this crazy reptile thing, but it's a rabbit's bones. Yeah. Anyway.
It's a rabbit.
It's a rabbit bone.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Nice.
Thanks.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
It's got to be. I saw Amazon trucks have that on the side of their trucks now.
I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, there's got to be some copyright there, right?
You know, see the funniest thing.
That's true. Bezos is the law.
What's her name? Some actress, like ripped into Amazon. Who is it? Mandy Moore. It says, Mandy Moore blasts Amazon for leaving package on doorstep of burned down LA house.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at.
That's...
There's literally not a house, but there's an Amazon.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Golly,
why?
Just gambling. I think this is
it. Says, do better, Amazon.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah, what are they
doing? The guy's
do?
Doing his job.
Says, why can we not have better discretion than to leave a package at a residence that no longer exists? This is my mother and father-in-law's home.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but truly, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
You ordered the package.
Why didn't you order it to this address? Yeah.
But like, how are they supposed? One, how do they know what's in it? It could be like
a fire house, extinguisher,
dude. What?
Andy!
What? A fire extinguisher.
I was like, if I was holding out, like trying to like you know protect my own property, it's like, dang, I don't have a tent.
Yeah.
Order Amazon.
It might be.
Someone sees the burnt down house and they're like, oh, they just continue driving. You're like chasing it down the street.
I bet it's dog food. I bet they just had a subscription going and forgot about it.
Mm.
You never know.
Never know.
Amazon does nothing wrong, though. Honestly, I think we should quit blaming them so much.
Yeah. They should control absolutely everything.
I mean, look what they did to the forest. They did a great job building that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what? They deliver packages to the wrong addresses sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of forests.
I was trying to impart wisdom, by the way. Speaking of fires in California. I had Demi Danoon in my car yesterday, and they were doing a controlled burn at Wakaiva Forest.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about the corrupt Californian government and how they don't do controlled burns and take care of their forests, and that's why it's all on fire.
As a 9-year-old, I'm sure she'd love that.
She's like, all right. Good to know. She's like, that sounds mean.
She's so funny.
Did you see the wildfire in Ocala? That happened, the bombing range, they missed. And they actually started, I think they got it controlled, but it was like 20 acres like went up because the bomb did not hit the bombing range.
Whoops.
What bomb? What are we, like, just some
there's a bombing range in the middle of Ocala.
Didn't know that?
You can hear it sometimes in like Umatilla and stuff.
You know the booms that freak him out?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to be in Ocala National Forest Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What are you doing?
The bombing range.
We're going camping.
That's so fun.
Primitive camping. And I just been looking up just to try to find like some cool spots, springs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All the videos, they're like, did you know that there's a conspiracy within the Ocala National Forest? Do you know these people went missing? This person was murdered. These people saw UFOs. Like, there's so much out there.
Ocala, you catch a vibe when you drive through Ocala,
there's
too.
Vibe.
There's something
really
spooky. But like,
I'm
also
interesting now.
The rainbow people. You know what you guys should do in anticipation is watch Alone.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Did you like
I
it?
I watched the Australian one. I finished it yesterday.
Do.
So good.
The person that I wanted to win won.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Because I watched the first episode and I was making fun of the person that won because of a certain thing that they didn't bring.
I know, me too.
And I was just like, I was like, this person's done. This person's done.
Yeah.
But also, it just makes me so angry. The people who quit on the very first day.
I know.
So you get dropped out in the middle of nowhere, if no one's ever watched this before. You dropped out of the middle of nowhere. You're miles away from any other person that's contested.
You have 10 items you can bring.
10 items. There's 10 people. Whoever can get to 90 days or the last person standing.
Weapons?
You could bring, guns or anything, but you bring a knife, an axe if you want to.
The ones in Alaska, you're allowed to bring a weapon if you want to. The
like
Australian one, you could not.
Oh, yeah, because one guy got a bow and arrow with a freaking moose, dude.
Yeah.
Similarly, so cool. Andrew, you should watch a show. You'd actually really dig it. But the hooks for fishing are not barbed, so it's like you could easily lose.
This was the Australian one that weren't barbed.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's so many restrictions on the Australian one.
Yeah,
There's places in the U.S. you can't fish with barbs, like for trout and like certain spots.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like when I'm saying, like people are wanting to be on the show, they send in videos, they get accepted.
Yeah,
they're telling all their friends and family, and the one dude who goes out there leaves the first day.
I know.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It would drive me crazy. I'm like, I was just prepared.
And he was a ancestor of a descendant of the Aboriginals.
Okay.
And so like he did this whole like speech at the beginning where he's like praying like this Aboriginal thing of like the land
and their
like,
mother, and like in the land's tongue.
First day he dropped out. Spoiler alert. Yeah, but
dude, I mean, that's not a spoiler because it's like, whatever, get it out of the way.
It's a great show.
How do you go back to your people?
No, I know.
How do you go
your
back?
Your wife? Like, who's like, okay, I'm not going to see you for 3 months. I love you. You've prepped for this. You can do this.
Yeah. Also, I'm watching all the kids. I'm going to take care of the house. I'm going to bring in some kind of income. I'm going to do everything so you can go do this.
And come home with $250,000. And they just walk. I'm like, I couldn't believe
that. You know what it is? It happened with a couple of them. They literally just freak out because they're like alone.
It's a mental
thing.
It's
the first time in their history, probably.
Yeah. And I'm trying. And while I'm watching it, I'm telling myself I'm not as strong as I think I am.
No.
There's 100% like out there. I would probably, there's something would affect me, but I'm like,
yeah, when
the, on paper, I'm like, I don't really think so. I mean, like, I think I can last
like,
a while.
He goes like 30 days without eating. You're like, okay, well,
I couldn't do that. Yeah. No.
What's like the biggest danger in the Australian one?
Nothing really, just starvation.
Yeah, just not having enough.
They have Tasmanian devils because they're on the island of Tasmania.
Okay.
And the biggest thing was Tasmanian devils, but they're like,
and it's freezing.
This big.
It's freezing cold. Okay. Yeah, so
the weather patterns are crazy.
Rains 270 days out of the year. So it's like, if you don't have dry wood.
So you have water, but fire's a.
I mean, you have to have fire for, but after a couple of days, some people couldn't have fire because it was raining so much and they didn't have enough food, water, firewood prepped.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you got to go in with a plan for sure. I would honestly, I think we should just try 4 days or something by ourselves and we do it.
Dude, I keep saying
that would be so fun. And we vlog the whole thing.
We just need
I would
love that. All right. We need to do the island.
I would love that. Dude.
Guys, can I do it too?
Sure.
We need to find a babysitter. Yeah, I want to do.
You've never been camping in your life,
dude. I bet you I'll outlast all you guys.
Okay, please, can we do this now? Please.
Except for I don't know how to clean a fish, so you guys have to show me how to clean.
But
a fish.
No, I'm not tent. Helping you, dude. Nothing.
No tent, right?
Okay.
No tent, but you get like you can bring the 10 things.
You can bring.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can you bring seasonings?
I have.
If that's part of your 10 things, sure. That one girl, Gina, brought a salt block.
Brought a salt block. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a crazy thing for one of the items, too. It's like, what?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps your body retain water, so you stay hydrated with salt.
She ends up putting a ton of it in her soup and, like, makes one of those, like, salt purges on accident. Throws up all over the place.
Gotcha.
And what is, I don't know. Yeah, it's just wild to me. I absolutely love that show, but it's
I'm going to have to check it crazy. Out.
I think I could go. If I had food, that's the only thing. The food would be a real, but I think I could deal with some good solitude.
Yeah, probably. But then, like, 5 minutes, you're like, man, it's my kids.
I know.
I think I have it in me. I think I could block it off. That's what I just did as a kid all the time. Like, when we had to move all the time, I just had to close myself. I'm like, okay, I'm never going to see these people ever again. Get over it. And you just move and you just be fine with it. I think I could just go to an island. And that would be the thing. I'd have to transition. I'd have to have a team of people with psychologists transition me back to society.
Yeah.
That's what I would need. I'd be fine, but I would be lost completely.
Check on Andy. He's got the like World War One shell shock look.
1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
People are going to, he's going to like have lore made after him. He's going to be the Sasquatch of the island.
That would be so fun just to prank the people on the island. Dude, it'd be so good.
You.
My gosh,
spider!
Something hit me. Oh. I thought it was the spider. That's not real.
There was no spider.
I know, I realize that.
That's you literally 5 seconds into the island. You're just like, it's on me.
No, it's true. It's true.
Oh, speaking of island.
Island boy.
There's this lake in Russia. Speaking of Russia, we talked about Russia last week.
Yes, we did.
And the craziness. Let's just say Russia has some of the craziest stories.
Wild.
Some old earth there. But there's this lake there called Lake Baikal. And it is, I found this out, the deepest freshwater lake on earth.
How deep?
Over 5,000 feet deep.
That's almost 2 miles.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy. 5,000 feet.
Yes.
How big is it?
It's like huge. Okay. You should look it up. It's actually, wait, do I have a picture? No, I don't. It's Lake B-A-I-K-A-A-L. K-A-K-A-L.
Dude, I hate deep water. It's crazy. You could just be on a boat.
You're going to hate this lake even more.
Good. Let's go.
Okay, so in 1982, there was these Soviet divers that, yeah.
So just for comparison, the lake closest to it is Lake Superior.
No way. Like as far as size? Oh my goodness, yeah. Dude. Oh. That is wild.
No, thank you.
Dude, what is down there?
You're about to find out.
No.
Let's start with the critters.
1982.
Okay.
This is a classified document that got released to the public in 2000. Was it 2000? Yeah, 2000. And it was in the Soviet government, like a classified document. So these Soviet divers in 1982 were doing these diving routines or whatever in the lake, in Lake Baikal. And they're down, was it 52 meters or something? 100, or 50 meters, 164 feet down. And then all of a sudden, out of the depths, they said there were these six humanoid creatures. No. And they described them as wearing these tight, metallic-looking suits, 9 feet tall, and wearing like these like weird jelly helmets.
So they're just floating in the water.
They just come up as they're they're like here and they just come up.
Scariest possible thing you could see at that moment, for sure.
And what these divers decided to do, apparently as like a what the heck is that? They like had a net or something, and so they tried to catch one of them, and then like all these things did something to where it caused this force field and shot all these divers up to the surface, like almost instantly. They all got the bends.
Oh no.
It was seven divers. Three of them ended up dying.
Oh my gosh.
And then the rest were basically silenced from ever speaking about what happened.
Why? Because they were so traumatized, what? Or
No, it was classified.
Like, oh, I see.
Like, so like it was like the Soviet Union did not want anyone to know what they saw.
So who was this team? Who
just these Soviet Navy divers?
They are from the government, Soviet government.
God. And they're down there, and these humanoid creatures came up, tried to catch one, and then they just like poof, got shot up to the surface.
That's terrifying. Do you think that's the first time they ever went down there?
No,
I was gonna say because that seems like a test, almost like let's send these guys down there.
There's reports even today of craft coming out of the lake. Like, and orbs and stuff coming out of the lake, and also people constantly disappearing around the lake, which would make sense. It's a huge lake. Yeah. I mean, ginormous. And it's in Siberia. It's very remote. And it's one of the deepest lakes. It's typically frozen the good majority of the year. But apparently, I think this was a story, too, from the same lake. Like, it's so big that they're actually able to test submarines within it. Mm-hmm. And this one submarine on their sonar picked up these objects. I think it was actually six objects that were coming towards them at like, they said it was like 400 miles an hour. And so they turned and it like matched the path of the submarine.
And they're watching it on the screen.
On the sonar. It was like in a formation.
Yeah.
And they're like, go up, go up. And so the submarine breached, right? They came up to the surface and then they used the, what do you call it? The little
telescope thing?
I forget what it's called. The thing that they look out to see the surface. And these things just popped up out of the water and just shot off in the distance.
So they come up to the top.
These craft did. Yeah. Or the submarine, yeah. Okay. And then the craft followed them up and then popped up and it took off in the air.
There were six crafts?
Yeah.
That popped out. Oh, golly, dude.
So there's a lot of weird, weird stuff happening with this lake. And I'd like to look into more stories about it.
Is there anything else newer? Like, did there's any
I mean,
other
just
news
like
on it?
Modern day, it's just people see stuff all around it. Like paranormal.
Is it closed off or people use it?
No, people, you can walk around it and stuff. Dude,
gotta go to Russia.
Yeah.
Dude, it makes you wonder, like.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. Like, look at that.
Oh, yeah, but it just feels eerie now.
It's like.
It's beautiful.
Is it surrounded by mountains?
Yeah.
See, it makes me wonder, like, if there are, like, hollow earth or, like, caverns, like. There would be like pressure and air pressure inside would actually like you could have a different entrance entrance point to the bottom of that lake. So,
yeah, dude, that's
well, that one theory of where we see UFOs in the United States are primarily where aquifers are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that there is, in fact, an underground tunnel connection with aquifers and different lakes and stuff to where these UFOs can travel and come out.
Pyramids are really actually built on aquifers, too.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Hate weird that. Stuff. Hate that. Dude, that's so scary. I just can't. I hate when in the movies, like when they're tracking something and something's like beeping and it's like coming towards them, but they're looking around and they can't see. That's the worst fear of all time. So I can't imagine just floating around seeing these alien things come out.
9 feet tall, they said.
Oh, and why is our first reaction to try to like attack them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Catch them.
It's like literally why we think they're like, we come in peace. Like they probably just have to get that out immediately just before we shoot them or something.
I know.
They said, so this thing, it said modern day stuff is UFO sightings. Many locals have reported seeing strange lights and craft emerging from the water. Disappearing boats, several vessels and their crews have vanished under unexplained circumstances. In magnetic anomalies, some areas of the lake cause compasses to spin wildly, similar to the Bermuda Triangle.
Wow. What do you guys keep calling that when the lines?
Ley lines?
Ley lines.
Ley lines.
Ley lines. I'm trying to think of the song.
It's a new song.
Anyways. That would be the scariest lake to go visit.
Yeah. No.
5,000 feet deep?
Dude, it's not a big deal when you're on a boat and you think it's like, you know, 10 feet or something. And then you look at the thing and it's like, yeah, this is 50 feet deep. It just immediately gets scary. Nothing about your situation changes, but it's just knowing that there's space below you.
Knowing that there's 5,000 feet of water below you.
The mysteries.
Don't drop your phone.
So vulnerable. Yeah, seriously.
So scary.
And how deep is the Titanic? Like, cause that.
Well, yeah. How deep is the Mariana Trench?
I don't know.
Cause that's like the deepest trench in it.
I'm on the trench.
They said it was like some stat that like it's 5,000 feet deep, but it goes below the
12,000 feet is Titanic. Still though, that's crazy.
What do you call it, ocean level or
sea level?
Sea level. They said that this lake, it's so deep that it goes like 2,000 feet below sea level.
But Siberia is really high up.
They're saying like the 3,000 feet are above sea level and 2,000 feet are below sea level.
I see.
Well, the Mariana Trench is 35,876 feet deep.
Wow, that's very, very deep. Also spooky.
That's very deep.
Have we gotten to the bottom of that? Literally, I guess. Both literally and figuratively, because I want to know what's down there. So we both want to know how.
I think we have. Like, yeah. Send like a ROV or whatever they call it.
I doubt it.
ROV?
Yeah. Rove.
POV.
Robotic Observer Vehicle.
If that's it. If that's actually probably it.
That's not it. It can't be
it. Pulled it, dude. Yeah, that's so scary. I want to get like a map of conspiracies.
That would be cool.
Like if we could create our own Ninjas or Butterflies globe and just have like dots on like that was where the Dyatlov Pass happened. That's where the lake.
I've seen, Russia would be lit up.
Is Mel's Hole made up?
Mel's Hole?
Some think it is.
Okay.
Others think it's true. It's just being covered up.
Okay. Because it was really, I mean, it wasn't like a huge story. It was just a guy and that he was talking on the radio show for a long time.
Is it a creepy pasta? Is what I'm asking.
No, it was a guy that really went on the radio show Coast to Coast.
Oh, okay.
And it's blacked out on Google Maps.
Yeah, which is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And the dog on the pyramid. So that was confirmation as well.
Yeah.
Continuing with your globe.
Yeah.
I assume you were going to go into a travel subject. We should travel.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, we should.
And I'm here right now to ask you guys, can we go to Costa Rica in October?
Yes.
Say yes.
Let's go.
I found an Airbnb, Andrew. We need to go to Costa Rica. October's not a great time to go to Costa Rica.
I don't think
Andrew
would be interested, though, because the surfing, I heard, is not very good there.
No, it's actually perfect. It's the best coast. Seriously, it's like a surfside town.
It's the best coast.
It's called, like, Playa something.
It's a joke. Of course, it's like...
Playa Linda?
No, that's in Florida.
I know.
Andrew's afraid of water.
Yeah.
He's like the guy from Unbreakable.
Okay, so say yes. So far, I think it's only going to cost you $2,500 for the whole trip.
Don't act like that's not just... That's a lot of money.
I know, but it's for a trip abroad.
Abroad, Andy.
It's new.
What's
her
name?
And it's a week long trip.
Dang.
For you and Paige, say yes.
As long as we film like three pods so ninjas can pay for the Airbnb.
Or we could do one pod and then we could do some kind of spooky, like your globe.
We definitely need to do it. That would be a great for a vlog. And we can research conspiracies in local Costa Rica because there's got to be some
stuff. The Blurry guys are all in Costa Rica right now.
No way.
Yeah.
That's where they're doing their event.
Oh, that's right. We got to. Why don't we get invited? Blurry, come on. why haven't they invited us?
Okay, say yes.
We've all said yes. We all want to do that, of course.
That would be
Are you
cool.
going to go through like a travel agent or something?
No, I was just going to do it myself.
You can get better deals with if you go through a travel agent.
But then you got to pay the travel agent.
No, you don't. They don't travel agent. You don't pay travel agents. They get booked through their business. Who if they book business, then guess what? They get a commission off of that. You don't
so
pay
they'd
them.
They probably charge more then.
No, that's the point of going through travel agents because you get literally money. They're finding deals, dude.
Well,
they get discounts through people. Listen, I'm not going to explain travel agents to you, okay? All right, but they're free. That's the great thing about travel agents.
Don't we know one?
We know so many. We know so many. Let's compare. I will try to talk with somebody and we'll see if we get who gets a better deal.
Hey, got this.
Okay.
Or we go alone.
Oh.
Or we go to Russia.
But we all travel separately and we see who gets there faster.
Yeah.
Josh wants to go to Patagucci.
Patagonia.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I saw some dude sprinting in the field like a pasture. With the Patagonian mountains in the background and just wild horses. And he's just running with wild horses. I'm like, that looks so cool.
I do really want to go to like Peru and stuff.
Yeah. We do need to make a list so we can literally start planning. Because if we just keep saying it, because we need to go to Austin. If there's any people in Austin.
Yeah, we actually do need to go to Austin.
We need to make an Austin trip this year.
We have a Patreon member that lives in Texas too and is invited out to stay with us. For us to stay with them.
Yeah, we need to
Furthermore, the whole idea of Costa Rica was to get our little bicycle just to keep practicing traveling as a group. Because we could. The sky's the limit, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, it's not. We've been invited to go to space.
I think we should have Patreon choose one of the places we visit one of these days.
Okay, well, we give them
a
budget. We give them a budget, and they have to plan our trip for us.
Did you see? That's hilarious. You mentioned that, because there's this guy who's a teacher, and he's like, this is a hack that I've did for years. He says, I had a project for all my 8th grade students, and I gave them $300, like, ideally, just like plan a weekend long trip for $300. You have to get travel, hotel, everything. And they would do it. They would do it like literally like they would do it in front of the class and everything, like a whole presentation. And then after that summer, he would just take all of the trips that he wanted to do. He's like, because I'm going home and I'm grading their homework already. So it's like, I can't do it at home because I don't have time to plan for this stuff. So it's like,
genius.
He made it work. I was like, that's amazing.
That's very smart.
That's funny. Yeah.
So someone get on it. Pick some sites, make the itinerary for us, sell us on it, and it might happen.
That would be fun.
Costa Rica looks dope. I don't know anything about it.
I don't think we can spend more than $4,000 a family, and that includes airfare.
That is a lot.
Do you guys even know what a traveling costs?
I know how
did a two-week honeymoon.
For $6,000.
Yeah, and that was a lot.
That's what I'm saying. That's expensive. I want to take a week-long vacation.
For four?
But
for
you got to, if you got, if we got to find
now
hacks.
We have two extra people.
But if you're not planning, that's the thing. If you don't even know about travel agents, then we need to educate ourselves on how to travel.
Yeah.
Because there are hacks and
we
better
can talk
deals
about
that
this
we
on Patreon.
Okay.
Absolutely. Everyone's loving this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what a lot of people don't love, though?
Mainly
the Persians. Oh.
What?
Why? I love Persians.
No, I'm saying, you know what the Persians don't love?
Oh, I thought you said, you know what people don't love? Mostly the Persians.
Mostly the Persians, what they don't love.
I don't know.
Alexander the Great.
Okay.
True.
Why?
It's true.
Because
he's
conquered
great.
Them.
He's in the name. It's great.
Yeah, but he's also probably Nephilim.
No way. Wait, that makes sense, though.
Okay, explain to me, like I'm dumb. What did Alexander the Great do?
He conquered all of Persia. He's from Greece or Macedonia.
Got it.
And he fought the Persians, but then went on this campaign to where he's like, I'm going to reach the end of the world. And so just start conquering all the way into India. And then basically a coup formed and everyone went back. But
how'd he die?
He died in Babylon under weird circumstances. They think he was either poisoned, but let me get to that.
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot.
So when I say Alexander the Great was potentially Nephilim or had Nephilim DNA or was somehow connected to the spiritual realm, it starts off with his mother, who her name was Olympias, right?
Okay.
and she was married to King Philip II of Macedon or Macedonia. And he was the king of Macedonia. And just for some history, so Macedonia was north of Greece. And the Greeks treated Macedonia like how the early English treated like Scotland, like the Highlands, like they're a bunch of barbarians. They don't know anything. So King Philip II, basically the Persians were just kicking the Greeks' butts constantly. And so he united all the clans of Macedonia, rose up, went to Greece, attacked a bunch of dudes. They all formed together. And then he was about to do his campaign towards Persia, right? The Persian Empire. And his bodyguard killed him.
Oh, no.
And they believe that it was Olympias, his wife, that potentially killed him because she wanted Alexander the Great to go and do it because she believed that he was half God.
Oh.
Because her story to Alexander was that he was not the son of Philip II, but was the son of Zeus Amon, which is basically this god that was basically Zeus and the god Amon from Egypt, which was the god of lightning and the god of all gods, came together. The story goes that either Zeus Amon disguised himself as a serpent to impregnate her, also could have come in the form of lightning, it said.
Oh my gosh.
Serpent or lightning. And so that's how Alexander the Great was conceived.
How does she know this? How did she come to this conclusion?
That's just, she's saying this is what happened to me.
Okay.
What, you're not the son of Philip II, you're the son of Zeus Amon.
Got it.
And so Alexander the Great believed he was half God, half deity, right? But the stories of this legend of what he did was just like undefeated. He was just so wise on the battlefield and was just conquering everything. And so many people were behind him. He was so brilliant. And he went into Egypt, right? And he went to this place. Where is it? They call it the Oracle. Where else? Give me a second.
I want to be called an oracle so bad.
Yeah,
so
cool. Oh, another thing. He was also taught by Aristotle.
What?
Alexander the Great. His teacher was Aristotle.
That's crazy.
Every time we talk about history, I just realize I don't know any of the timeline.
Timeline, this would be the 300 BC
okay.
era. Yeah.
Okay.
Where was it? Siwa Oracle. So that was this place off of, so we founded Alexandria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was also where the library was built, the Library of Alexandria. And they're saying that's a connection to where he went out throughout the entire world and collected all this hidden knowledge and brought it back, created Alexandria, and that's where the library was formed. But he went to this oracle, and it says when he stepped in, the oracles said, welcome, they basically said, like, welcome Anon, which is the god of gods, right, mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah.
So without even knowing who he was, really, they said, welcome.
Spooky.
We know who you are.
They just knew.
Or son of Anon, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amun.
How did they realize that?
I don't know. There are some oracles in this one part of Egypt or whatever. But even the ancient Jews and Muslims have this story of Alexander fighting the Nephilim and containing them, and because he wanted to be the one to defeat all of them.
Yeah.
And so there's this thing, it's called the, I believe, the Alexander Romance. I have so many notes.
It's a bad romance.
Where was it? Yeah. The medieval story of Alexander Romance recounts how Alexander built a massive gate between two mountains to imprison Gog and Magog. Magog. Often, it's talked about in scripture.
So a literal gate, like a literal prison. And so they dug down underneath the lakes.
Yeah. And I was like looking at him like, is there any chance that like, I just like went off on all these rabbit trails. Is there any chance that Alexander the Great would have known about the Watchers or the Book of Enoch or anything? And there is, because the Book of Enoch, at least the Book of Watchers, was written during the time of Alexander the Great.
Really?
And that was passed down originally through oral tradition. And then if you know anything about Alexander the Great and what he did, he was in Israel and befriended a priest in Israel who taught him things. and then he went down to Egypt and learned all this stuff.
There's no way he wouldn't have heard about it.
Right.
Gosh.
There's a very high chance that he would have known about the Watchers and this divine being presence kind of thing. But to say all that, so he went and conquered the world, right? And then when he went to India, said that he fought these like mystical creatures and stuff, like this crazy, crazy stuff in India. But his men, they originally set out on this campaign to be like, yes, we're going to conquer Persia, right? And then we're going to be loaded, go home, buy whatever we want. But Alexander the Great's like, no, we're going to keep going. Mm-hmm. And basically the whole army was like, we're done with this. They've been conquering the world for 10 years now. So they've been away from home for 10 years. And so they finally were about to form a coup, and Alexander the Great's like, all right, we'll go back. Goes back. He's in Babylon. And then all of a sudden he's struck an ill. And then just dies. But where the crazy theory part comes into place, this conspiracy part, is they said that his body laid exactly the same and didn't decompose for over 6 days.
Oh.
And then
what could have done that?
They're saying that because he potentially had this Nephilim, blood, whatever, kind of like how we talked about Nimrod. Or Gilgamesh, mm-hmm. how they uncovered his tomb and he was perfectly preserved, right? Yeah. He like didn't rot away. So they're saying this was the same scenario with Alexander the Great. And so they built him this elaborate golden casket and they're going to bring him back to Macedonia. And on their way there, it got hijacked and went to Alexandria.
Mm.
And ever since then, no one knows where his tomb is.
Do you think that maybe he burned with Alexandria?
With the books?
I don't know, but there's these theories that are out there that either the Vatican is somehow involved with the stealing of his tomb.
Typical.
Or the, what do you call them?
Hollywood.
I'm blanking. Knights Templar.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting.
Went and stole. So a lot of this theory of stealing his body goes into the whole occult, Freemason, Rosicrucian, all that
Nephilim
Vatican.
DNA.
Yeah. Kind of like how... if Gilgamesh's tomb was discovered, how the U.S. government came in and took it because he had some sort of DNA that they wanted to use.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the same thing could have happened to Alexander the Great.
Wow, interesting.
These great warriors.
Yeah.
So who nowadays is that person?
I don't know.
Is that DNA still running?
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, people back in the day were doing stuff, you know?
Yeah. I just think it's amazing. We were so advanced back then, dude. The pyramids could not be duplicated today. Imagine all the knowledge within the Library of Alexandria.
Yeah. This is all complete conspiracy based too.
Yeah.
That this is like,
oh yeah, I mean,
complete
like
offshoot of like, because it is history, but there were really weird scenarios, true things that were said. Like his mother really did say that. He really did believe that he was related to Achilles and Hercules, the son of Zeus.
Yeah. That wasn't uncommon though in that culture.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
But the fact that he was able to basically conquer anything he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he died at the age of 32 as well. So he was conquering all this stuff in his 20s.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. And so they're literally just on a road trip. They don't go back home. They just conquer.
Yeah.
He just has an army. And so, oh man,
dude,
I got to learn more about Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
I could send you some stuff. It's really cool.
I'm reading about it right now. It's insane. Like the fact that he got to that city to destroy it. And then the priest walked out and was like, was talking to him, brought him in, and then he was like, I'm not going to do this, and he's the one who introduced everything.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say to him?
I kind of spaced out, so forgive me if I'm like duplicating your
repeat everything you said.
Yeah, I was like, I might be.
The theory is that, so a lot of this history of Alexander the Great was written hundreds of years after his death.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it was just like oral tradition, stuff like that. But even Josephus, you know, the Jewish historian scholar that wrote about Jesus and stuff, he wrote about Alexander the Great meeting the priest in Israel, and they speculate that Alexander the Great, knowing this background or believing that he was this demigod, whatever, that he was obsessed with understanding more of the knowledge of, you would call it the occult, but like the knowledge of the Watchers.
Yeah.
And so that's why he got like this high of like, I need to explore all these places where there, in fact, still are Nephilim, and learn as much as I can because I'm going to rule the world.
Yeah, it gives you power.
Well, it's like two things. The high priest said he took him to the passages in Daniel where he was talking about someone was going to destroy the Persians, and he proclaimed over him. He's like, I've met you. This is you. This prophecy is about you.
Wow.
But then combined with the belief that he was a, you know, half god, he dove fully into all the legends and apparently was obsessed with researching. So the library, he was trying to uncover not just information, but his own history. Like, he was like psycho, like believed I am him.
Yeah. It's wild. Weird.
That's so wild.
It's the history of Alexander the Great is fascinating, though.
I'm just trying to comprehend, like, that at that time, life is so different, so much more intense, so much more serious, so much more life and death.
Yeah.
Gosh, man. I was watching that silly show on Netflix, Resident Alien.
Yeah.
And they mention, like, they even have, like, footage of the real UFO that the Navy saw that one time that they released and stuff and how it disappeared. And then the joke is that when it disappeared, the alien in the show, that's where it crash landed, when it teleported. Uh-huh. And so they kind of play on it. But it literally, like, it all just brings up just the more and more how we just rewrite history. Winners are the ones who write the history.
Yeah.
There's so many things that have been forgotten about and have been twisted. And it's things like that, man. Like, who knows? 300 BC?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just thought it was fascinating, too, of, like, just the connection of, like, Israel and Egypt and, like, the Israel thing alone, to me, was, like, really cool to see that. He, like, went and met with this priest in Israel, and this priest was showing him, like, the Book of Daniel and these prophecies.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's me.
Dude, I'm the one. Enoch was around. He was reading the Iliad, you know, all of this legendary stuff. Dude, it's all real and it's all connected.
I'm telling you.
For sure.
I definitely think it's connected somehow.
I came across another cool little piece of information on Tolkien. Apparently, when he was a kid, he was at a monastery or something like that, but they had this massive library, and apparently he was allowed in to their, like, you know, their private library, and before he was reading all this stuff, he was literally building a history in his mind, and then they took it all and sent it to the Vatican, and it closed it off. But apparently, like, even his retelling of Lord of the Rings is supposedly his plagiarized the stories that are now in the Vatican. But, like,
that's the coolest.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Gosh, man. It's so much deeper than we all think.
Yeah. It
drives me nuts. I feel so dumb. I just go home, play video games, and eat sandwiches. Alexander literally conquered the world.
Dude, it's probably in his 20s.
I know. It's like, what am I doing?
I was eating at dumpsters in my 20s.
Oh, no.
I was watching Ninjas or Butterflies.
But yeah, I probably did a terrible job explaining the thing.
It was fun.
There's so many rabbit trails talking about the connection of Alexander the Great and Nephilim and giants and the Watchers and the occult and the Vatican.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I think there are, I don't know how it looks. I mean, we could talk about this after the pod, but, like, doing deep dives, but, like, not because we want to spend, like, an hour on one subject, but we can't do that for, like, the pod, you know, like, we can't just talk about one whole thing, but
maybe
if
we could do it for a Patreon.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
though,
if we can create, like, full, like, we can create other segments of just, like, different episodes where it's like, we're only talking about this, or, like, I could bring, like, you could bring a true crime case that we break down the whole details or something. That'd be
or
so
we could
fun.
Just talk about Vanderpump Rules for an entire episode.
We could do that.
Never mind. Actually, we don't need to change anything up. We don't need to add any more.
But yeah, it's crazy, crazy stuff. I'll send you the stuff that I watched about Alexander the Great. This one video I watched, it was basically about his conquering. So, like, all the wars and stuff, and they broke it down. I'm such, like, a visual learner.
Yeah.
They just showed the map and the timeline, and, like, that really helped me connect the
dots
the
best.
And stuff. Yeah.
What is it? I think it's John Green or Hank Green. One of the Greens. I think it's Hank. I don't know. But he does, like, the history of the world kind of stuff and just, like, literally takes you through classes of just, like, each, and it's all animated, and it talks about one specific war, why it all happened, and everything. He breaks it down, and, like, it's such great.
I bet it was John Green. He's coming out with a book this year. I can't wait to read it.
The tuberculosis one? Yes. Yeah, everything is tuberculosis.
Everything is tuberculosis, and it's a history and stuff like that.
Yeah. I heard a quote today that says, read more than you think you should. And I'm like, that's what I got to keep doing.
I agree.
Just got to keep reading more.
Dude, this one podcast. Oh,
five
go ahead.
Books.
What?
I read 5 books in 2.5 weeks.
Good job.
It was garbage.
Big
though.
Books.
Let's talk about them on Patreon.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to talk about it.
I will say.
Is it that series?
Yeah.
Okay.
The podcast, The Rest is History.
Okay. The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Oh, yeah. I actually just started following
them.
It's
these two older British dudes, and they're just like, they totally roast each other during like talking about history and stuff. Like, oh, I think that what he did was absolutely atrocious. He's like, well, I don't think it was actually atrocious. It was quite fitting for the time. You know, but they're great, and like they're so wise, and like it's so fun to listen to.
What's it called?
The Rest is History.
The Rest is History.
Yeah, and they have, I was listening to one about Alexander the Great. They don't get into like the conspiracy side. They're talking about the literal things that he did.
Yeah. Do you know Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he does a podcast on a bunch of weird like conspiracy,
no
UFOs,
way.
Cryptids and stuff.
Really?
That's my number one goal for this year, is get Paul Giamatti on this podcast.
Oh my gosh, I'd freak out.
I'd panic. Dude, he's so good at everything.
His performance
so funny.
In the Holdovers was
yeah.
amazing.
Wild. And he's so good. He's just absolutely
Wait, now
awesome.
I'm trying to think about who that is.
He's the guy, we Bald watched him in the Holdovers and he had something going on with his eye the
oh,
whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, crazy good. He's so funny.
All right, guys. Well, that's it.
I hope you guys had fun.
It's actually not it, because we're going to continue this conversation about more weird stuff that we discovered on patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And also, we get you discount codes off of merch. You get extra behind-the-scenes footage, and it's pretty great. Also, go to sundaycool.com. If you know somebody that needs to order shirts with their logo or their design on it, sundaycool.com. We work here. Keep us in business for the love of Almighty.
And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube.
Leave a review.
Like it. Leave a comment. Go to our Spotify. Follow us. Follow us on, what do you call it, Apple?
Comment the word butt crack.
Ooh, yes.
Comment the last time you used the word butt crack.
Yeah, no, let's break the record for the amount of comments that just say butt crack.
Ooh. Nice. Seriously, do it. I don't care how many times you have to comment. Make it happen. We need to have 20,000 comments on this episode.
Watch that get our video taken down. But yeah, guys, we love you and we appreciate your support. And
we're glad you're back, Lil.
Yeah.
Thanks, me too. I'm happy to be here. Thanks, guys.
Woo!
Okay, bye.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
See you on Patreon.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas are dead!
Did you know Alexander the Great was a Nephilim? Did you know he put two giants between two big mountains? Not true, Gog and Magog, we're the regents. I wanna go swim 5,000 feet into a lake in Russia.
In Russia.
In Russia.
In Russia.
I wanna befriend aliens in a lake in Russia.
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 In Russia. I wanna swim with you.
Almost really great,
but it sucked.